This is Wing Lam, founder of Waffles Fish Taco with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And I might mention Wing Lam is going to be with us in studio next Saturday, so stay tuned. Welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, if you're looking for that perfect Mother's Day gift and still have not done it, I would certainly recommend toffee is something to consider for mom. And not by coincidence, we are talking with Brandon Weimer, who is the founder of the Brandini Toffee Company based in Palm Springs. Really incredible entrepreneurial success story. And we're continuing the conversation, and it's a pleasure to welcome Brandon back to the show. Brandon, thanks for hanging in there.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you having me.
Before we continue, Brandon, we've talked a little bit about the retail locations you have. Just very quickly, in terms of being able to get most of your products online, just quickly, where are the retail locations?
Yeah, so we're based here in Palm Springs. We have Rancho Mirage. It's the heart of the valley, downtown Palm Springs. We have Desert Hills Premium Outlets there in Cabazon. And then our newest location is at the Westfield Century City Mall in the Santa Monica, Beverly Hills area.
Terrific.
Four there, and then an online store. We're good, but we're not that good when it comes to getting toffee today to wherever you're at nationwide. But we do have an online store if you would like to shop online. But can't get it there by Mother's Day, unfortunately. But head to a Brandini store if it's in your area.
Right. Brandon, if they've waited this long, they need to go to a retail store. But what you might mention is what is your website?
www.brandinicoffee.com. Google it, and we have most of our products available there. You did mention, I think we're going to chat here a little bit, ice cream and some of the other delicacies of toffee, but those are things that you can get in store that are absolutely worth a visit.
No kidding. Now, we've talked about the toffee. So, the almond toffee is available. The almond toffee bites are available. Just very briefly, where did the toffee popcorn come from, with the variation of also getting the cashew almond toffee popcorn? And, you know, I always, Brandon, go for fully loaded. So give us the backstory there briefly, if you would.
Yeah. We street fair is our origin of promotion. And the good thing about it is you get a lot of instant feedback. And so I was selling at a street fair here in Palm Desert, and a gentleman came by, tried the toffee, and said, "This is awesome. What you should try is enrobing that over popcorn," because he had experience doing that with his toffee recipe. And I think we have certainly one-of-a-kind toffee, and if you get to try it, hopefully everyone agrees. But so we spent about a year or so just trying to figure out, how do you coat toffee over popcorn? Toffee is not caramel. It's a really viscous, butter and sugar is the main ingredients, and it's the only ingredients. And so it takes quite a bit to coat. And spent a while figuring that out, try to figure out what would be the best combo with that. And we've had a few variations, but have nailed it with cashews and almonds mixed in there. And I think if you've, even if you're not a popcorn fan, but if you're a popcorn fan, it will be the most unique popcorn you've ever had, and highly addictive in the sense of the perfect crunch and flavor profile. We certainly, all of a sudden, we now, I think half of our production is in the popcorn business, and certainly a unique process that I don't think really anybody does on the toffee side.
Absolutely. And kind of an interesting side note as far as the toffee popcorn is concerned, Brandon, up the street from your production facility in Rancho Mirage, right by the 10, is the Agua Caliente Hotel Casino. That is run by the Indian Band, and really wonderful luxury hotel. I had the good fortune to be able to stay there one of my nights of my recent Palm Springs visit, and hopefully that will be a subject of future conversation. But the reason I bring them in is in their mini bars that they have in the room. the only local item they have available is the toffee popcorn. And I think that, you know, your toffee popcorn, I think that makes quite a statement. Is there a very brief story about how that all came to be? Because in terms of, you know, negotiating with Agua Caliente, they're a rather major force in the valley.
Yeah, they're certainly the juggernauts in town when it comes to business. And, yeah, we're really fortunate that we work with the tribe on all three of their properties and locations, one of them being there, the casino slash hotel. And I've just been a great partner with, I wish I could say that it took a lot of work and everything else, but really they've just held their hand in giving us more opportunity to be involved, whether it's events or, you know, more of evergreen business like the mini bars or their gift shops. And, it's just a great part about this community is everybody really rallies around our brand. We don't have a lot of product in this area, and it certainly feels we feel a great niche within that, where they want to take us with them as they're opening locations and expanding. And we have a lot of really great hospitality partnerships that are comparable.
Brandon, definitely good friends to have. Now, before we start fighting the clock, Brandini toffee and ice cream. You have kind of two variations in terms of products with toffee and ice cream that for ice cream lovers and toffee lovers are pretty spectacular. Tell us about the milkshakes and tell us about the ice cream bars.
Yeah, so these had a really organic origin where we pretty quickly figured out that we have a byproduct being crumbled toffee. So we break our toffee with literally a kitchen mallet, and certain pieces don't make specification to be packed, and therefore we chop them up and we put them on ice cream. So that was actually the at-home version of, you know, what brought this to life. And we said, you know what, we'll just start serving our first stores. We'll start serving milkshakes with this product. And then we've opened more stores along the way, and, you know, it's blossomed to three core items of a toffee milkshake with, you know, super premium vanilla or chocolate ice cream from Oregon Ice Cream Company. And we also offer a dip version of being an ice cream bar. And then we have a scoop version being a cup with a, you know, really quality guitar, as we talked about, dipping chocolate. And it's one of a kind ice cream. Our big brag is we were on Yelp's top 100 ice cream shops nationwide, and we sell three ice cream products. And they certainly are staples for us now, or our presence, you know, would not exist without them. But you got to try it. They're just phenomenal, and really, I think, one of a kind.
Well, you know, the milkshake is outrageously rich, but I really enjoyed the ice cream novelty item, and I do think we are throwing up a picture of that on Instagram. But that ice cream bar is serious. You can either get it with a vanilla base or a chocolate base, then dipped in that wonderful dipping chocolate so it hardens with the shell. And then, of course, the almond toffee bites on top of that. Brandon, I don't think you could get a richer ice cream novelty experience than that. And it is worthy. And, you know, what you explained to me on the tour, which I think is very clever and resourceful of you, when you mentioned a lot of these, you know, additional products came organically, the toffee itself is fairly seasonal. And, of course, for Palm Springs in the summer, ice cream is something that people want. So this really, for you, you know, evens out your sales mix in the store and you know, keeps gross at, you know, a fairly consistent level, but the product mix changes. So, you know, again, very resourceful on your part.
with frugality comes innovation. And, yeah, we had a need to get rid of that byproduct, and all of a sudden, you know, at one time we had thousands of pounds of it stockpiled, not knowing what to do. And nowadays, we in the summertime, as we pivot, we offer all products year round. But as we pivot to certainly being higher volume on ice cream, and lower volume on toffee, we'll get to zero inventory on that product and actually just take straight batches of toffee, chop it up, and keep on going. So yeah, it's a really fun business. You know, ice cream business is such a fun business. It's a platform or a format of consuming sweets that a lot more people are familiar with, because toffee is boutique and it's a great way to get people introduced to it. And it's not all just for show. And, you know, they make great photos and their ice cream bar is bigger than your hand. But I would put them up against any ice cream product and say, you know, it will be somebody's favorite.
You know, Brandon, if the taste wasn't there, the novelty of it wears off pretty quickly. And also the mm-hmm. preparation of the ice cream bar is a show in itself. Your general manager, Steven, at your flagship store in downtown Palm Springs, has been there for a long while. And, you know, he really makes, in terms of preparing that ice cream bar with the dipping and the coating, you know, he makes it a show in itself. And, of course, that sells more ice cream bars as people are in the store and looking and say, you know, what's that? So it all works well. Brandon, we have time for one more question, and I'd love for you to answer this. Your first name is Brandon. The name of the toffee company is Brandini, which, of course, for anyone of Italian extraction, you know, your first name has been Italian-sized. But just very briefly, where did that come about? Because it's a question people have.
Yeah, and it's a great one. I mean, yeah, go to Italy, you'll learn that it's a car dealership as well in Italy. But
hopefully luxury car, Brandon.
We didn't know that until we made the trip. But, yeah, I mean, very simple origin of that name. My name's Brandon. Brandini's been a nickname I've had for most of my life, and this company was started to go to on a trip to Italy. And so we said, you know, hey, it kind of all pairs together as a recipe I've been making. And we actually have a fun story that I won't drag on too long. We started off with Brandini Rocca. I don't know if I ever told you even the story. We started Brandini Rocca, which we learned the hard way as a trademark name, and naively not, you know, they've done a great job building a brand around the term Rocca, of, you know, Brown and Haley, but politely, our first phone call on our business line was them saying, all right, time to change it. We found you. So we changed to Brandini Toffee. It's got a nice ring to it, and we'll be sticking with that. That's long time ago.
Yeah, no, sounds safe to me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Brandini Toffee Company in Palm Springs, founding entrepreneur Brandon Weimer himself. Definitely look forward to following your story, Brandon, because I know there is more to come, certainly more retail shops, and I know some more products. And again, it was a great pleasure on my part to be able to get to know you and really learn a lot about your business. So again, continued good wishes.
Thanks so much, Andrew. I hope to see you down here soon.
You can count on that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the SoCal Restaurant Show. All this talk of toffee makes us thirsty. We're next moving on to the Wicks Brewing Company in Riverside, doing an important fundraising project with one of their craft beers this month, and also a big part of the Inland Empire craft beer scene. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.